This week we learn Emes on Parsha Shmini, and the second part of Parsha Shmini, the end of Parsha Shmini, deals with some of the basic laws relating to kashrus in terms of which types of animals and different species are kosher and non-kosher. And towards the end of that section, it says in the first source, Perik Yud Aleph, Elayikra Pasuk Mem Beis, talking about the types of creeping, crawling creatures that are not acceptable. It says again, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Mem Beis, Kol Halech Al Gachon, any animal which slithers on its belly, the Kol Halech Al Arba, and they, or those low-lying creatures that walk on four legs, Ad Kol Marbe Raglaim, up and down, including all these little insects and creatures that have many, many legs. L'chol asheret ha-shoret al ha-aret, and all these types of different creatures that creep and crawl on the ground. Lo sochlum ki sheket heim. Now that eat them is considered to be sheket, it's considered to be disgusting and so on. So on, based on this phrase, lo sochlum, which means in a literal sense, don't eat them, the Gemara has a famous drasha. The second source, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Aleph, from the bottom of the page, from over to Kuf Yud Aleph on the days. The Gemara says, Toshma lo tochum ki sheket heim. Because I'll read it, not lo tochum, but as if it said, lo ta'achilum. Lo ta'achilum. And that means, lahazir ha-gedolim alaktanim. That it means you have to train, the gedolim, the adults, have to see that the children don't eat these things either. Lo ta'achilum. Don't feed these, not just not allowed to eat these things, not allowed to feed this. This is lahazir gedolim alaktanim.
We're not going to have to official.
That's it, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly what I'm talking about. So the Gemara says, is that true? The context of that is exactly what David just mentioned. Mainly, what exactly is the issue? Is the issue that there's some kind of a din that the adult has to make sure that a kid isn't eating something non-kosher, and if he is, you got to take it away from him, you got to stop him, and so on? So says the Gemara, my love, the Amar Lahu lo tochlu, doesn't this drosha mean that you have to tell a kid, lo tochlu, you're not allowed to eat this? You see a kid eating something non-kosher, you're telling him, not allowed to do it. Is that what it means? He said, no, that's not true. Lo, doesn't mean that. It means the lolisul of yadayim. You can't actively give it to him. Doesn't mean you have to stop him. It means you're not allowed to act lolisul yadayim. Means to give it to him directly. Now Rashi explains the third source again. Kufi dalam alav. Rashi says lo tochum, lo tochum, lo tochum kishek katein. Kro yaseirahu. Why does the Gemara make a drasha? The simple reading seems to be you're not allowed to eat these things. What gives the Gemara the idea? You have to darshan this phrase lo tochum from lo tochum. The Gemara says, I'll tell you where Rashi is, because the extra pasuk, because I already said several times, you look at those psukim, it's clear that it's still not eating them. It doesn't have to say it again and again. It keeps talking about not eating these types of food. So if he says again, lo tochum, it gives the Gemara the right to say that it means lo tachilum. It's like, remember, there are no vowels in the Torah, so you could read the pasuk differently. So Chazal has such a drasha. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Toshma, back to Gemara in source 2, Toshma, kol nefesh mikem lo sochal dam. It says you're not allowed to eat dam. So Rashi again explains, back and forth through this, back and forth. Kro yaseirahu, the haksiva as har as harbe gabe dam. Again, an extra pasuk. It says already a few times in the Torah, not allowed to eat dam. So why should I repeat here, you're not allowed to eat dam? Again, lahazir agdolim alaktanim. That means the gedolim, the adults, are not to make sure that the ktanim don't eat it. So again, it says, my lab da'amir leho lo sochu. Again, doesn't it mean you have to stop and tell them don't eat it?
Isn't that mean so, her in itself? Mm-hmm. Meaning, because we already learned from the Hazak Dolan.
No, but there it says that we answered that's only talking about feeding him actively and not right, only listening to the dying.
Yeah.
So Mark tries again. Maybe it's from his other drasha. Mark answers again. No, low again. It's low. The low listen to the dying. That also means you're not allowed to. We'll see in a second. And then it goes to the third source. Toshma, the passage in the beginning of Parshas Emor. Emor Amarta. Remember the beginning of Parshas Emor. Emor Al-Kanim Amarta. Again, Lahazik Dolam Al-Kanim. So again, more. So maybe that's a riot. My love, Damru Lotitamu. There it's talking about a Kohen becoming Tame. Apparently the rule is not only a Kohen can't become Tame, but a Kohen is a minor under Bar Mitzvah. Tame means under Bar and Bar Mitzvah. The minors, excuse me, the Gedolim have to tell the Tame not to become Tame. So again, it's not a riot. You're supposed to stop him if you see him doing it. Again, the Gemara says, low. The Lola Tama will be dying. You're not allowed to actively make him tummy. Now the Gemara asks your question. What do you need all three to cut? Learn out from three different sources that there's a din of low tachilum and not allowed to feed the Adayim. It says it by Tumas, by achilas shvatzim. It says it by Dam, and it says it by Tumas Kohanim. The Gemara in each case says that the purpose of the drasha is to teach you that Allah and Allah do yourself, but you have to prevent the child from doing it. But the Gemara says it doesn't mean prevent when if it's stopped, it just means you're not allowed to actively be a dayim, do what you need, three different things. The Gemara explains, you're kasha, right? The Gemara says no, the tzrichi, need all three. The Yashri, in Shkartim, Ishum, the Servimashu. I'm not a thought, Shkartim is a different din, it's a special din because it's also been mashu. Tosus is bothered. What do you mean, also in Mashu? Look in the four source Tosus there in Yavamas Kufi's downward base. Mishum, top Tosus says Mishum, the Surim, the Mashu. It's not really a Mashu. Pretty sure country is Surim, Bechadosha. The size of a lentil, it's not quite a Mashu. Okay? Tosus says that, and that's what Rashi says. But Tosus says, no, below Dok, that's not really correct. Rashi is imprecise. The Behed Yarmamil, Berak Hachim is Bech, the Shrotim, local on Bechazayas. It's not true. You need a kezayis by this too. It's not mashu, it's not even kadosh. It has to be a kezayis. So if that's the case, so what does the Gemara mean? So the answer is because it could be smaller than kezayis if it's a barrier, if it's its own individual creature. To maybe that I can answer, maybe smaller than a kezayis, but if it's an independent creature, okay, whatever. But the side point. But in any event, the Gemara says, I might have thought that the achila shkotim, that's a more chomadik iser. That's why I have to stop the children, or at least not actively feed them, but I would not say no from other things. But Aval Dam, which is the regular, so it's Adika Revias, and Malo, no, the Ishmael in Dam, and would have only taught me the rule by Dam, I would have thought Mishum Dika Kares, because Achilas Dam is accompanied by Kares. So that's a more Chomadik Issus. So maybe I thought that's why Aval Shrotzim and Malo, but Shrotzim is a regular love, so maybe it's not as strict. That's why I need both. Yeah, Mishum Nahani Tarti, and would have told just those two cases, Mishum Dissur and Shavu Kol, because all Jews are bound by that. But Aval Tuma, but Tuma is only a special din by Kohen, and Malo, I might have thought that there, but it can become part of the special din only for coins. He's not an adult anyway. He's a minor, so maybe it doesn't apply. And therefore, I say it there. And Be'ashmin Tumah, if we were taught me only by Tumah, I would have thought Kohanim Shanim. Maybe it's a special din by Kohanim. Mishum Duriba Behen Mitzvah Yisrael. Kohanim have many restrictions, maybe have many dinim that are different than the rest of Klal Yisrael. So there, Bahani, Emelot, Tzvicha, Tzvicha, that's your answer. That's your question. All right, you have a Tzvicha, so all the cases good. So it comes out from three different cases. You have this din, you're not allowed to actively feed any type of issur to a child, and mentions it by Shrotzim, mentions it by Dam, mentions it by Thomas Cohen. So that's that Gemara there, Kufi Yudal, I'm an Aleph going over to Kufi Yudal and Beis. An Ahmed earlier, in source number 5, the Gemara tells the following story. Again, this is all in the context of what exactly you have to do to stop the child if he does do not have heirs. The Gemara tells a story in source 5 that the previous Ahmed, the very bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Ahmed Beis, going over to Kuf Yud Ahmed, I'll have to go back on the previous Ahmed. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Irchasulei Maftechei Debei Medrash, Rishus Harab Mishabata. Famous story, Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna, apparently lost the keys to the Beis Medrash in Rishus Harab on Shabbos. They fell out of somebody's pocket, whatever it was, the key, and there was no Erev. So the keys were there, and the Beis Medrash was locked, and I guess they didn't have one of these push-button lock systems, there's an old guy there. So what are you going to do? So also the commander of Pidos, they came before Pidos, Amalei, so what he had a suggestion, Zeal Devar Tali Natalia. Go lead, as Rashi says in source 6, Kufi Dalam and Alf, on top of the page in Yavamas. Rashi says, Devar Tali Vitalia, Hanhe Tinokos Zachar Menakelos. Five Tinokos doesn't literally mean infants. It means under Barimbas, boy, young girl, under Barimbas Smith's age. Go take a couple of little kids, some little kids, Tinokos Zachar Menakelos, right? Litailu Hossam, Rashi says, Litailu Hossam Yishaku Sham, they'll have to play there. Right, to where in the area where he lost the key, it was Shabbos, Rashi explained that before, right? Because one gift doesn't have in the Gemara, there was Shabbos, and Rashi tells him the Shabbos, fine. Di mashkechalei maisalu, and then they'll find the key, they'll bring it. Right, you have the kids play over there, one of the kids, they're running around playing, they'll find the keys, and they'll carry it to the shul, oh good, now we got the key, right? So Alma Kasimte makes this advice, apparently if the kid picks up the key, you be quiet, you don't have to tell him how to carry the key, on the contrary, let him carry the key to the shul, and then you'll have the key over there, that was her Pidos' advice. The Gemara says, Alma Kasavar, Kotan Ochel Mevelis, Ein Bezdin Mitzulim HaFrisho, apparently, if you see a kid doing an Isser, here the Isser is carrying on Shabbos, if you see a kid violating Isser on Shabbos, is a child under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah. Ain't Bezim Mitzvah Mafisha. It's not the job of other people to stop him. We saw in the later Gemara, you're not allowed to actively do it. Here he's not actively doing it. He's not giving the kid the key. He just set it up. Let them play over there. They'll find the key. The kid will care. The kid will realize the key to the shul. He'll bring it to the shul. You don't have to stop him. So, you know, he's carrying on Shabbos in a Rishus Haram without a Meiruv. Okay, so that's what you see. Ain't business with a Rishon.
Meaning, even age of Chinuch?
Oh, let's say good one. Doesn't say. Hold the thought. The more says, "Leima misayele, lo yoma adam tino kaveli mafteya kaveli chosam." You're not allowed to tell a again tino kid. Some people use the tino to mean infant. Doesn't mean an infant. It means a kid. We don't know exactly how old. You're not allowed to tell a child, "Kaveli mafteya kaveli chosam." Bring me a key or bring me some kind of a seal. Rashi explains, "Kaveli mafteya derech rishos rabbi b'shabbos." You can't tell the kid to go carry. You can't tell him. You can't give the kid to the key to the base medicine and say he go carry it to the base. You can't do. Okay. Ella manicho, you can leave him alone. Tolei, she's let's say plucking grass. He's doing so. You can leave him alone. Manicho zorek, you leave him alone, and he's zorek on Shabbos. He throws. In other words, you're not allowed to tell him actively to do it, but if he's doing it, I'm required to stop. The Gemara says, "Amar Abaye tolei shbot the same uncle zorek b'kamos rabbanon." Abaye pipes in. Well, maybe that's only a case where he's only violating the rabbanon. The child's violating the rabbanon. I'm not sort of riot from there. Maybe the case is Torah Sports is Shayna Nakum. Oh, right. That's the thing. Zorik Bekamelus Rabbanah. Maybe it's only Kamelus Rabbanah. Fine. But that's the Gemara, right? That's the Gemara in Yavama. So it's not really so clear at the end of the day. It's clear that you're not allowed to actively inspire the child. You can't give the child the key or the whatever, or the non kosher food, whatever the issue is. You can't give it to him by a dying. So feeling be a dying, that's not allowed. But if the child's already doing it, at least according to this Gemara, it would appear that if the child's already doing it, I'm a chluf to stop him. Okay. Now the what's the lumbus behind it? So the Karen Ora, there in Yavamas, and source number 7, the Karen Ora in Yavamas of Kufi Dalam Aleph explains the lumbus behind this question. So he says, Alma Kosova Katnochonod ain't business to an official master kashas. That Macholka that is a misafik about Sukkah misafkali. Lohaya Nira, here's the key. The Laman the Omar the Bezin Mitsuvan La Frisho. According to the opinion that you're supposed to stop the kid, not only you're not allowed to give it to him a dime, but you should stop him when he's doing it. That's because Isur Chal Gam Al Akotin. That technically speaking, a cotton is also not allowed to violate Isurin. Ella da Torah potarto me onshin mitnei katnuso. The Torah doesn't. You don't get punished. You don't get malchus. You don't get whatever the onshin would be. We have a, you know, give a child a break. He's under bar mitzvah. He's under bas mitzvah. But technically speaking, says the Karen Ora, from that point of view, the isser is an isser. The isser is an objective isser. You're not allowed. A Jew is not allowed to do this on Shabbos. A Jew is not allowed to eat this food. Doesn't matter how old he is. If in other words, to put it in a certain term, it's a maisa isser. Right, it's a maisa isser even for a cotton to do it. The only thing is, there's no punishment. That's one side. That's the side that says, therefore, if you see a child doing it, you should stop him. It's true, if he goes ahead and he does it, he won't get malchus. He won't get misa b'dei bezdin or whatever. It's true, he won't get punished. But he's still a maisa isser. Somehow you should not let him do it because it's still a bad thing. But a laman the omer ain't bezin so afrisha recon. The other side said bezin not leka iser ala katan klal. There's no iser whatsoever. It's nothing. A kid does someone under the age of bar bas mitzvah. A child. There's no mice. It's nothing. It's not. It's that the side. Ela dagdolim muzharim shal achil biyadayim. The God was also on me, not because then he writes the Isser for the child. It's also on me to go ahead and to give the child to eat, the little kid to eat a cheeseburger when he's only 5 years old, to eat non-kosher food. Now, I'm not allowed to do it. There's no Isser for him to do it. That's the Karen Ora saying, the two started him. Oh, let's we'll see about that, okay?
Any difference between
that? But Lav Dafka, yeah, it could be. Again, let's just look at it in 2 seconds. Look at the other Achonim have the similar type of Chakira. Okay, that's the Karen Ora. The Avnei Nezer in source number 8 has the same sort of the distinction as is in Chuvus Avnei Nezer, Chelik Ardea, Shun Shin, and Ot Yud. He says, Achmir Shadim Zeh in Kotin Shava Alav in Nech Shava Vera. Also, is to look at. Do we say that a cotton who violates a law that's considered it is considered an avera el shame manishin also, although next of avera klal, or it's not an avera at all. Totally, but by the abomas, that question of whether the mice are cotton is a mice is or not, right? If it's considered an avera or not, that's the two opinions of the abomas. Cotton ochel avelos imitzu l'afrisha or not. She imitzu l'afrisha shmam in the avera who el shame manishin a cotton the chos achmo of the chos or kilo of abomas. kid on the bar mitzvah is like an adult that does it by onus. Not his fault, doesn't know any better, right? No one is also not my fault. Right, someone held a gun to my head, it's not my fault. So the kid, no one's holding a gun to his head, but there's no maisa. Right, it's like, I didn't really do it on purpose. We call makom gadol haro, mechuv rafisho came in avera, but gadol says you should stop it because it is an avera. Achinei mitzvah rafisho, shmah medalach, no, that's avera klal. Okay, so that's exactly, the, and again, it's the same idea really as the, and he goes on to discuss, well, there's this question of whether Torah is cut and give a chinuch or not, and we're going to come back to that point. Okay? And then he quotes a suggestion that maybe when it comes to a din derabbanan, if the whole issue is derabbanan, then that's not called an issue at all. Because an issue derabbanan is not chal on a cotton at all. That's what Avnezer proposes. You know, as he says, maybe if the whole issue we're talking about is this drabanan to begin with, so then you could argue that's not an issue at all. So therefore, for that kind of case, the adult, you can't give it to him, you can't give him this drabanan to eat, but if he's eating it, some of this is drabanan, you know, this is not a maaser issue. However, if it's a deraisa, maybe it'll be different. That's the Avnezer, similar to the Karenora. And the next page I have to also put on the Kovetz Oris Nivamas in the Mokhanawasan. Kalawasan has a number of these Kovetz farms, so one of the Kovetz Oris on Yevamos, I have in the next page, source number 9, and Simon Ayin Hay, Hos Dalad, Ulafia Mahur, the after Kotnena Muzar, Mikol Mokum, Sibas, he says, again, the Lomdas, Sibas Ha Isu Yeshna Itzlo. Somehow, when there's an Isser, there's a reason for this Isser. We sometimes know the reason, sometimes don't know the reason, because Baruch Hu has his reason for saying that's Osir. Somehow, especially we find in the context of food, we say like, Macholas Asuras are Metante Mesalev. Right, the Ramban here in our Sedra and Shmini talks about it, and in other places people talk about it. In other words, this somehow it's bad. In a cosmic sense, somehow, doing this Aveira is bad. It has, let's say, Nachos Asuras can have a negative effect on the soul of the person who eats it. So that's the case, says Abba Chanan. So that's true of a cotton too. Whatever reason that Kodesh Baruch Hu had for ushering this activity, so the Siba, the reason for this, it applies to a cotton also. That's what he says.
More like Nister.
Well, okay, but I'm saying, look, the after cotton and Abuza. No, you're right, but the question is that the Sibas Ha'isis conceptually applies to cotton also. So he's in, and they said that's exactly the stuff of the Gemara. Is that true or not? Is it, we say, no, there's some Siba for this applies to cotton too, therefore you should stop him? Or do you say, no, that's, doesn't, the Siba doesn't apply at all, right? It's the same, you know, the same as.
Well, you said.
Yeah, Dr. Wilson for you.
What would you say? I know it's different, but it seems similar. What would you say about helping a kid eat on Yom Kippur? If you say that it's just that he isn't old enough, but it still is a new sort of eat on Yom Kippur, and the parent is now helping him.
Could be the same thing, yeah. Yeah.
But we don't question that parents will prepare food for their kids. And
right, okay, so when they come back to see, but we do it because they're really sick otherwise, mm-hmm. or whatever, you know. But let's see, we'll talk about some of these cases.
We're also going to say that all these sermons apply because of the kind of, for example, fish and meat.
Clearly, that's it. We'll have to see. In fact, I'll get that in tonight. I think it's going to end up being another shiur on this topic. We'll have to see. We'll try and get through what we have here first. Anyway, so what's halach? The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara tries to bring a raya is that. The Gemara says, the Gemara raises the question, tells that story about the lost keys, and the Gemara there says that Rav Pedas or whatever said, so you make this whole trick so the kid will carry the key. So he certainly seems to say that you don't have to stop a kid from violating, but it's not so clear. The Gemara goes back and forth. Then the Gemara brings all these psukim from the three cases that we have, Shratzim, Dam, and Tumas Kohanim. And each case, the Gemara says, yeah, you see, you have to stop. And the Gemara says, no, none of those cases prove you have to stop. Just to prove they're not allowed to, they just prove that you're not allowed to be a dying. So if you're not a dying, now they're actively given, doesn't have to stop. And so what's the din? What's the halacha? At the end of the day, what's the halacha? So the ritva. So it's number 10, Chidusha ritva and Yevamos. His opinion is, we pass him like the story of Rav Pedas with the keys, Shabbos, and so on. The cotton ochonelos ain't bezim in Tzumim Afrisho. You don't have to stop him. The lekam or the polio had you, because nobody seems to argue in that case with Rav Pedas. It seems to be an open case. The hapar call my actually chulat hamud pachina hachil had you cotton ochonelos and so on. A few places other than the Gemara seems to assume that way. The old Rav Pedas avad ba'uvda. Vidas didn't just say this in the base measure. And there was a real case, a live case. He passed him this way. Okay? So, I'm a Haki Kamalan Shapur. That's what he says. All right. Now, Umiyah on the third line there, source 10. But still, says the Rizvah, everyone agrees that Osir min HaTorah la'achilo biyadayim. To give him physically that you're not allowed to do. Okay, ain bezin tzu, and I freeze him to stop him. But if you're giving it to him, that you're not allowed to do, and that includes the gam lomar la kum echol. Or even don't actually give it to him. You say, hey, come and eat this, right? That doesn't mean, he's explaining, Safina be a dime doesn't mean literally you have to hand it. You tell him, hey, that looks like a nice piece. Why don't you come over here? Well, it may relate to that, maybe. Okay. Yes, that's what he holds. Now, but we'll see. The Gam Lomar Kum Echol Kiraf Mekor. Fine. The Yesh Omin Rabbi Saizal, some of my Rebbeim said that the Bisum Shal Divrayim, that the whole Issa is only the Abana to begin with. Right, the whole is, it's not carrying on Shabbos, it's carrying a carmelist, let's say. Okay, like you said before, it's not carrying a real, the case in the Gemara, it says it was a real Rishus HaRabim. But let's say it's only, that's Mr. Deraisa, but let's say it's only this Drabon, so the summer Bame, so as Rebbeim say, Mr. Deraisa, Nachsin L'Chadadar, you go down one letter, one level, and Umachilin Oso Biodayim. You can actually give it to him. In other words, not only you don't have to stop him, but if it's only this Drabon from the beginning, you can give me a dayim. However, he says, provided the cotton shalom gilachinach mias. Talking about a cotton shalom gilachinach. Okay, the halaman the suburb the suga the cotton ochon does bez mitzvah lafrisha mo the hadu drabanan ainu mitzvah lafrisha because in each you know the drabanans are a step lower. Even the mandamo says that cotton ochon avails you have to stop him, but he says that is drabanan you don't have to stop him. However, avo mori harav aramzal hayomer she'ein lalos the dinin zelahat lahakal biyadayim shumi sir. My other rebbeim taught me no, you're not allowed to give the child directly any sir, not any sir the rice and not his drabanan either. So you can retort quotes. That's a machlokas between his rebbeim. Whether you're allowed to give an issa drabanan, okay? And then he quotes the Gemara. We'll have to see later, okay? And anyway, towards the end of this discussion, he seems to conclude that if you look at the last three lines, we call makom adaber nira emes laatzmo she'ein lahachil yadayim afilu katan shelo igil achinuch yisurin shel divrayim. He holds that even if it's a katan is lo igil achinuch, you can't give him not only the rice, you can't give him the drabanan. And that's what Ritva concludes. Okay, and that's how the Ritva concludes. The Ramban, in his commentary on Chumash in Parshas Emor, says this as well. The Ramban is in the beginning of Parshas Emor, Parakal Palav, Vahikra, Posuk, Alav, Emor, Vamarito.
Ritva was part of the base midrash.
Yeah, Ritva was in the Tamil Ramban. Ritva was a double generation after, right? So the Ramban Chumash writes, "Emor v'amarta lahazir donar tamim loshen rashi v'rosei no good." Azhar azos lomar shalom nisayeya betumas haktanim yodayim. This pasuk means you can't physically dim it tamim it minor the cotton yodayim. Ubo b'zaz horas rabbis v'torah and so on. And it comes to other places, namely v'dam or v'shots in the tomb of these three places, like we saw in the morning of Amos. Umehem nilmod lechol isur in Shabbat Torah. Even though the Gemara says three cases, only Gemara only mentions this in regards to three cases. Those three cases that we saw, right? Shrotim from Arsedra, Dam from over there in Parshas Achremos, and Tumas Kohanim in the beginning of Parshas Emor. But the Ramban writes clearly that those three are the paradigms of Umehem. Nilmod lechol isur in Shabbat Torah. Shelo nisayeya be'echad mehem. We're not allowed to help any issur be violated by cotton. Shabbat tamim. However, it says Rabban openly, aval im yasu ahem l'das atzmon. But if they're doing it for themselves, im yasu ahem l'das atzmon, ein anu mitzum aleim lafrisham. We don't have to stop them. Apparently, even a daraisa, you don't have to stop them. They're doing it l'atzmon. That's how the Rishon Ramban learn out. It's interesting, the Gemara didn't say that, as we saw. The Gemara kind of left it. So although the Ramban, the Ritva, that base medrash, like we said before, that base medrash seemed to learn it that way, that, you know, that if that the Bezin is Mitzuvan, is not Mitzuvan Afrisho, that's for sure. Maybe you're not allowed to give it, and maybe you're not allowed to give, but if he does on his own, you don't have to stop. And Ramban, again, look at the Ramban, he says, Mefurish, Avim Yasu Heim Das Atman Ein on Mitzuvan Afrisho. You don't have to stop him. Like the Ritva said, that's the case of Rapidos. We pask him that way. Tosis says not so fast. Tosis doesn't comment on the Ramban as well, but I mean Tosis' thing is different. Tosis at least two places, I quoted them here, 12 and 13, Yavamas, Sadi and Aleph, the Dimas of Ocheles. Tosis says, well, the truth is, the Gemara has it, it's a Bayi Deloiv Shita. The Gemara had it as a Kasha, the Gemara never resolved the problem. So where do you, I mean, again, I'm putting words in their mouth, do you or the Ritva and Ramban come off saying that that's how we pass him? that ain't bezin suma fisher. Who says the Gemara left it as a bidel of shita? The Gemara never came to the conclusion. That's what Tosis says in Yevam Sarev Aleph Divir Masav Ocheles. Also in Gittin Nun Hamid Aleph Divas Valakam. In both cases, you look at the end of 13. He says it straight. The low if shita e bezin suma fisher oyav. I mean, you know, it's not clear in the Gemara. So the Ramban and the Ritva took the side that ain't bezin suma fisher. They learned from that case of a pedos. Tosis says the Gemara quotes the story of pedos and then goes back and forth analyzing this subject and never really comes to a definitive conclusion. So it looks in Tosfos, maybe it has to be Machmer, maybe it's a suffix in a Dreiser, it's a suffix, you know, with an Isser. So I don't know, I'm just saying that the Balei Tosfos don't seem to be as clear in terms of the conclusion as what the Ramban, the Ritva said openly, we pass him like the storm of Pados, and the Ramban said openly that if the kid is doing on his own, yeah, we all agree, you're not allowed to give it to the kid to do. And the Ritva says, even if it's a Drabanan, not allowed to give it to a kid to do directly, be a dying. But if he's doing it on his own, even if the Dreiser is doing it on his own, according to both the Ramban and the Ritva, you don't have to stop him. Tosfos is not so clear. Tosfos says, I'm not so sure. It's a by the lip sheet in the Gemara. Fine. There's another important Tosfos. Kuf Chaf Aleph Min Aleph in Shabbos. So it's 14. Shema Minoaz Diva Masko. See here, Tosfos talks a little bit about the Chinuch question. He says, the Nira, look at the end of the, he talks about the case, right, at first he warned Yevamos, and he says toward the end of the second line, the Nira Demire Bekotten Shaloi Gila Chinuch. It's got to be talking about this whole discussion. Whether Bezdin a Mitzvah Mafrisho has got to be talking about a cotton shalom Igil Chinuch. Why? To be Igil Chinuch, because if the kid is Igil Chinuch, look at the words of Tosis. Kevon Shechayav Lechancho Kol Shekein Betzorch Mafrisho Shlo Yasavera. If the kid's Igil Chinuch, by definition, he's of age, you have to train him to do mitzvahs. So if you have, he's of age, you have to train him to do mitzvahs. Avadi at the stop Menuhin Isser. Tosis in Shabbos is saying that the whole discussion of whether Bezdin Mitzvah Mafrisho, not Mitzvah Mafrisho, again, which Tosis in the two places we saw before, Yavamas Tatsari and Gittin Daf Nun Hei, said it's an Ibaidel of Shita in the Gemara. We don't know. But Tosis here in Shabbos said the whole discussion is only about a cotton shalom Igil Chinuch. Then you can debate whether it's Mitzvah Mafrisho, not Mitzvah Mafrisho, he's doing on his own. But if he's a Gila Chinuch, so says the Tosfos in Shabbos, Kufchav Aleph and Aleph, that a body had to stop him. He's a Gila Chinuch. This is part of Chinuch.
Is that right? That's different age for different kids?
Yeah, probably. That's a big question. What is a Gila Chinuch? I would say it's a different age for different kids, and it may be different age for different mitzvahs. Right? But that's what Tosfos says. So the Kevin Shechayv Lechanachu Kosher came to Rachla Frisha Shle Asav Erev. The Chol Haru the Park with Vomis have a Mutzvah Shnei because you're Gila Chinuch. And you look and also in your Vomis, you can say, oh, it seems they have to stop him, right? So the Tosfos says you could answer all those questions. Yeah, because that's all those cases are caught in Gil Chinuch. That's why I have to stop him. But it's low Gil Chinuch. Okay, so that's what Tosfos says. I mean, So that's an important point. Now, remembering again that the Gemara only mentions this whole din of Lahazir Gola Raktalim, Kanat Raktalim, even Safinu B'Yadayim, Gemara only has it those three cases, right? It has it by Shrotim Marasod, it has it by Dam, it has it by Thomas Cohen. So it's interesting, the Tur writes in Yerodeyat, so 15, Simon Shin Ayin Gimel, he writes by the din of Thomas Cohen, says, Kishem Shakoin Musa Shalola Tamos, Kahu Musa Lahazir Raktalim Tamos. Right, the Torah paskins is din halacha, just like a coin can't become tamei, a coin also has to prevent the child who's a minor of the coin from becoming tamei. Cost of a Rambam, we'll see the Gemara Rambam inside soon. She'ein ha'golim u'tam ha'kanim el shalol ha'tamos biyad. But he said, the Rambam says only, you're not allowed to act, you can't tell the kid to go into the cemetery, to go get something in the cemetery, or to go, you know, to become tamei. Avol imbol ha'tamos be'atzmo, but if he, on his own, he's running around there, whatever, ein bezim mitzvah ha'frisho. However, he throws something else in. Bezdin does not have to stop him. Ela she'oviv mitzuvah lechanchon v'kdusha. Says the Torah, ain't Bezdin mitzuvah lafrisho. Bezdin means who? An outsider or something. But the father of the child, the parents of the child, who have to educate the child, they avada have to stop him. In other words, it's part of chinuch. So it's sort of like the Tosfos mentioning Yil chinuch, but the Torah is mentioning an important point. Okay, the Torah is saying that, yeah, enochanami, that we've made paskin ain bezdin mitzvah lafrisho, but and again it's quoted from the Rambam. But the father's mitzvah lafrisho, kid's own father. It's not. I'm not obligated to go be mechanech every Jewish kid in the neighborhood, right? I'm not my business. But his parents are mechuyev, so I may not have to stop him. But the parents do because mechanech hamedushah and nearly shetzvicha lafrisho. Therefore, you, in such a case, they've got to pull the kid away, even if the kid's doing it on his own. You see the chiluk? Right, that maybe the Bezdin ain't Mitzvah Lafrisho, but the parents do. The Chayn Mash Malosh and Dosh Emma Vamatzel, Isaac Don Latamel, Mash Rosh Tzorch Lazirah Milatamel. The parent, okay. Now the Bach, right, Mash Akosta, and Nirlish Tzorch Lafrisho, Chayn Mash Malosh and Don Klomar, Messiah called an effort for Yitama Mishmash for the Hochi Koma Agdo and Tzichon Lazir Lakotten, Shalay Yitama Atzmon Amez, Afa Gav, the Bishar Mitzvah, Ain Bez Mitzvah Lafrisho, Avo Betuma Muzim Ribuy de Kro. Okay, here the Bach wants to say that the tour, it's not so clear to me, anyway, the Bach wants to say is arguing that maybe by the mitzvahs where it specifically says it, maybe those three are different. In other words, the Ramban, back in source 11, says that we learn from these cases, and so on, we learn that from the three cases, again, of Tumas Kohen, Dam, and Shvatim, from there we learn that it's a din by all Isurim in the Torah. And the Bach is learning the term. Maybe it's different. Maybe not true. Maybe by those the dinim are different. Maybe there is an arm mitzvah lafrisho. Right? Not necessarily true. We don't know. Okay. Now, but maybe by those two the dinim is different. Right. Right. Exactly. In terms of mitzvah lafrisho. Right. Yeah. Now the Torah in Orach Chaim, the next verse 17. The Torah in Orach Chaim. In Siman Shin Mem Gimel the Shabbos. That's the Siman where all the poskim and Shulchan Aruch talk about this. Kosav Rambam Zal Cotton literally quotes the Rambam. Cotton over al shus drabonim. A cotton is violent in drabonim. Kigon shetolish motzian nakav. O metaltol the carmelis on Shabbos. Ain bezim afrul suma frishol. That's the Rambam. Says the Torah. Any of their lama kosav over al shus drabonim. I don't know why the Rambam said it gave his example a kid was violent in drabonim. Da filib is the deraisa. Even if it's the deraisa, nami ain bezim suma frishol. You also don't have to stop him. Like that story with the keys and my sons, that was the Rishus of Rabban Daraisa. And the Biachon said, the Rapidos and so on, said you get the little kids and so on, you let them carry. So he said, I don't know why the Rambam stressed it. I forgot the Kaboy Lamaisa, Sir Maharbin, Mishnais, Umukabisa, Bonami, Komak, and the Riochon, Lithu, the Kekperish, Mitzvah, the Balkan was fine. They also explain in source 18 against the Shin Mem Gimel Hilchot Tzorach Lomar Tahani Azharos Hainel Afrishon Avol Bishari Surin the Ein Mitzvah Afrishon. Maybe again there's a difference between those three cases of Dam and Shrotzim and the Tumas Kohanim as opposed to the other case like we said before. All right, that's just a side point. Let's look now in the Rambam. The Rambam talks about this in three places. Source 19 Hilchot Shabbos Perek Yud Beis Halacha Zayin. But extinguishing a flame on Shabbos. Nochri shabola chavos. Nochri wants to put out a flame. Ain omer mekabei v'altich. My bain she was all I know. The guy wants to put enough to mix in. The guy can do whatever he wants right on Shabbos. However, aval cotton shabola chavos. If a cotton wants to extinguish a flame, ain shomu. Don't let him do it. But the who's huh? Well, probably not. What's the danger? I mean, what?
I don't know. The pasuk specifies that.
Yeah, so you're. I can't do that right now, but Shabbos may be different. That's what it looks like from the Kiva Egra, and that Daf and Yevomis says it may be different. You remind me, I may get back. I don't know if I get that, but to go to good horror. But that Rambam, you know, because. Yeah, that's right. I mean, the Soloveitchik once had to say very quickly that you had. It's not like it'd be the Kiva Egra exactly, but he said by Shabbos, the difference is that by Shabbos, if. Let's say I do give a kid non kosher meat. I do give it. What is it that I violate? I violate this issue of lo tachilum, right? But I didn't violate this of eating non-kosher meat myself. I didn't eat non-kosher meat myself. But I violate some general kind of thing. Hmm. But by Shabbos, if I give the kid and make him do a malacha, I violate Shabbos. Wow. That was the Rav's again, it doesn't really say like that. I think it's against the Kiva. That's what's different, okay? The question comes up, Rachel. I'm just throwing it out to you. All right, anyway, that's the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos. So he says a cotton. He's doing with Das Atzmo Ain Bezus of a free show. Fine. That's the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos. Torah 20 is the Rambam Hilchos Macholos Asuros Perk Yud Zayin Alach Chav Zayin. Cotton Shach Echad Macholos Asuros Oshos Malach B'Shabbos Ain Bezus of a free show. If you say Ain O Ben Das, we haven't said the term yet. But the Rambam tells us right here. My cotton is Ain O Ben Das, right? But Pemed Rambam Murim B'Shabbos and Atzmo. Aber achilu b'yadayim osur, even if he's a minor. Vafilu dvarim she's serum divay sulfur, even if all is wrong with that bonnet. Ramam weighs in on the side, it's awesome no matter what. V'chein osur lahagilu b'chil Shabbos amoyd. You're not allowed to train a child to become accustomed to violating Shabbos and Yontif. Vafilu dvarim she'en shum shus, even if it's only the bonnet. Now, halacha chavches, af al pi she'ein bezdin mitzuvim afrish lakotin, mitzal aviv, ligor bo lafrisho kedel chanecho bitush, nemar chanecho afidarko. Again, the Rambam throws in, chanech, the father's a different, he's got to stop him, bezdin doesn't have to stop him. The third place in the Rambam is, parak gimel vichos avil, halacha yud beis, kohen kotin, haray adolim, mitzuvim, muzharn, shalai tamu. Same thing. Those are the three places where the Rambam talks about this din. Shulchan Aruch, it appears, as I said before, Aruch Haim Siman Shin Mem Gimel, and Sif Aleph, only here's one Sif. Kotno Chonvelos Ein Bez Mitzvah Lafrisho, Avo Ovi Mitzvah Ligar Bala Frisho Mitzvah Raisa, Olachilu B'Yadayim, Osa Filu Dvarim Shasim Adi Vey Sofim. Zimachal B'Yadayim, even if it's only Darbana, he passed like that Ritva, like once it's us, even if it's Darbana, right? The Chain Osa Lahagil B'Chil Shabbos, one of Filu Dvarim Shem Shem Shuz, and there are more ads, V'yei Shom V'chol Zeh B'Kotn Deloi Gil Achinuch. This is all the Kotn, Loi Gil Achinuch, Abba Gil Achinuch, Tarach Lafrisho, that's Tos Perkul Kisseh, that's the Tos in Shabbos we saw. Okay? Some say that's not a din in bezin, than the father. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah writes, the Kotan Dalad, that same sin and sin shin mem gimel. Also, lechol adam, and nobody's allowed to give it. Afilu, direct be a dime, afilu hatinok eno bar havana klal. Even if it's a kid that doesn't understand anything, it's an infant that doesn't know anything. You're not allowed to give him. The dover zel osman atara. And this whole thing is an issa d'oraisa. Okay, the alfinu and the fibis shortsim lo tochum against that. But against it, we learn it out from shortsim. Require you say, v'kibul chazal d'ratzon lo tachim l'ktanim v'chein b'dam. K'siv kodim v'chein l'asog l'dam. V'kibul chazal d'ratzon lo tachim l'ktanim v'chein b'tumas kodim. K'siv emor v'marit v'mur chazal emor l'gom shem l'ktanim. V'hine mishalosh mitzvos. Oh, he says, v'hine mishalosh mitzvos elu anu lomdim l'meidim l'chol ator kula. We derive from these three that they didn't call it Tarkula. The whole Isurei Torah also called it, Rosh Hashanah says clearly. The whole Isurei Torah also achilim ala tavosim shiabru. All Isurei Torah, you're not allowed to get them directly or even tell them to violate it. The lachain also liten latinok, dvar maichel shal isafil ischofo, shemil chlani. You're not allowed to give a kid a non-kosher piece of food, even to play with it. Because he may come to eat it. Little kids, no, havana. That's the Lashon HaShemruh. I feel it. Tino, ain't nobody. I want a call. Now let her give it to him directly. But if he's doing it on his own, so now what's the story? So then it says, you have to be, it's a Sukkot and Zayin, Tzrichon Lafrisho, Svirle de Kevan, de Gil Lechinuch. He says, Gil Lechinuch, Mutal al Kol Adam Lafrisho, Misur, Kamal al Ovid. V'had de Kaimel and de Ein, Mitzul Lafrisho, B'Shaloi Gil Lechinuch. That which it says, you don't have to stop, and that's only Kot and Shaloi Gil. That's a, he's Kaimel, passes like that, Shita.
What
was
called that means even if it's not your
child. Right, exactly. Now, but Ayin B'chayot, and he writes, the Nesu Kot Zayin, that he has a middle position. Shadaito Dil'in Yisur D'Oraisa. If we're dealing with Yisur D'Oraisa, Yesh L'Hachmer K'Deyazu. Okay. Now, Cain, in Ovid Gulim, wrote to L'Hachmer Kot Nisor, Shigil L'Chon Dvar Ashasim, and Ashar Mutal Gamal Acherim L'Mchos B'Yado. If some guy is giving a kid a non-kosher piece of candy, whatever, everybody's got to stop him. If it's Din D'Oraisa. But if it's only a Rabbanan to begin with, then it's only the father. So you see the chiluk? If it's an Issa D'Oraisa, then everybody's got to step in. If it's a Gilachana. And if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, the Chayadim says, okay, so then it's only the father. I don't have to worry about it.
You're not doing out of the obligation to the Mechanechim, right? Because a non-parent's not going to
have... Well, it's a question, right.
Isn't
that a question? But the Chayyarim seems to have a sense of the
Raisa. Is this still a nice thing to do? To step
that's a good question.
Not
your business. I don't know. Just on, again, on Lomda should note, there's a practical consequence here. It's also 21. Not Behuda. As a Chuvah in Madura, bottom of the page, Madura Tinyona, Chelikar Chayyim Simon Aleph. Not Behuda writes, the topic there is talking about a child. Let's say a child is a great writer, a great sofer. He knows how to write Hebrew letters, Torah letters very well. So can a cotton write tefillin? Right, he's not a bar kshira. So right, he's not mitzvah the mitzvah tefillin, so he can't write. So in the context of this truth, the Rebbe discusses what about a cotton shecht? Let's say the kid who's a great, very talented, he knows how to take the knife and shecht very well. So he's not a bar zvicha. Of course, some Rishonim say, but the Mishnah seems to say a cotton can shecht. Yeah, because he saw it over the Gabo.
Yeah,
so nobody wonders why. According to some Rishonim, the reason why can a goy shecht? Is a goy allowed a shecht? But that guy's a great slaughterer. Can a goy shecht? So he says no. So some Rishonim say, because he's not a bar zvicha. He's the laws of shechit are not relevant to him. Oh, so what about a cotton? So the Yehuda says, well, by a cotton. So the Yehuda says,
because there's a limit on the kush.
On stopping in the meetings. That's what he says. Right, right, that's true. One of the three. Yeah. But he says that he's saying, as the Yehuda says, that if we hold that cotton ochon avelas, that Bezdin, or perhaps even the father, is mechui, that means the dinam are relevant to him. So therefore he's in the category of Bar Zvicha. It's just an interesting halachic status issue that emerges from here. Okay, let me just share a quote on the next page. Some of the Gemaras, in Shumas HaDesh, I started with that. What's this whole issue anyway? What's the reason why Bezim Mitzvah LaFrisho? Let's assume Bezim Mitzvah LaFrisho. Okay, we may it's a Kotni Gila Chinuch or whatever, Mitzvah LaFrisho. So the Shumas HaDesh in Pesachim Uksav, that's the second section of Shumas HaDesh, Simon Samach Beis, verse 25. So he says, we'll mention that it's the reason
Arbus,
he just, no, not Arbus. He says because the bottom line is, we'll just see. I mean, I don't have time to read everything, so I look at line 6 of 25. Ye Shloma Atam Dekoped Rachmana Shlo Yargil Oso Lavar Averis. You can't let a kid get into the habit of doing Averis, because what's going to happen? Because he'll come a bar mitzvah one day, he'll be so used to doing these things, he'll continue. You tell him, nah, I'm not going to do this anymore. Yeah, try that. It's not so simple. Okay? Right. So, Yargil also lavar mitzvah. So, she Yigdal, when he'll get over it, Yivakesh Lehudah, he'll go after his habit. He'll follow his habit, he's doing it. So, that's the thing, that's in the translation saying that's kind of like the snorer behind this whole concept. And therefore, you'd say it's true not only of the father, but of others also. Your Jewish kids growing up, and everyone's going to look the other way. And now, you're 13, now you got to stop. You're not going to listen to you anymore. He's been doing this for so many years.
Wrong, that makes him...
Okay.
That makes him...
So we find in... the guy was there also. He's going to get it. Someone's getting it. So, we find in a number of places such a comment in the Gemara. So let's take a look. I have a few of the sources here. This will say, see quickly. Torsten 26, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes Amar Aleph. Yeah, thanks. Kuf Lamed Tes Amar Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about the Kilai HaKarim. You're not allowed to plant in a vineyard other types of certain vegetables. The Kilayim. So he says, now there's a whole question, does this apply in Chutzart? That's how Rashi explains. I was talking about Chutzart. It's really a mitzvah to Lusbaris planting Kilayim. Right? What about Chutzart? So the Gemara has Machrez Rav, Rav lives in Chutzart. High mind about the music, Susan of Carmeliza. You want to plant these seeds in a vineyard? It's okay. Rav Avim Chasida Minigidor, he stopped people from doing it. He gave people Malkus for doing it. But Mesharsha Yav Lepruta Latino Knochle Vizari. He paid a Goyshek if you planted. Okay? So Gemara says, why did you pay a Goyshek? Keep the money in the family. Pay a Jewish kid. Right, he's a kid, he's under bar mitzvah, right? So the Gemara answers, because Osila Misrach. No, the kid will learn that this is something to allow to do, so he'll still do it, he's an adult. So we see in the Gemara such a concept called Osila Misrach. Or, I'm going to skip the toes of there, he quotes the other sugyas, I printed the other sugyas. 29, the sugyan Erev in Mem Amid Bey, he's talking about Shechayonu on Yom Kippur night. Ordinarily, when do we make Shechayonu? In Kiddush, Ala Kos, right? So when do you make Shechayonu Yom Kippur? There is no Kos, right? There's no Kiddush in Yom Kippur. So the Gemara, the answer, Yom Kippur, Hecha Ovid, right? So if you're going to say, make the Shechana right before Zman of Yom Kippur, make a kos, drink wine, and say Shechana then. Or so it doesn't work. No, Kevon Dom Zman Kibla Alei, because no one says Shechana, that implies what? You've accepted Yom Kippur, you can't now drink the wine. That's a special thing by Shechana, you can light candles and have in mind that it's not Shabbos, but by Shechana, or Yom Kippur. But you know, that's why I always announce in the shul, my shul, Shul the Rabbanim do also, that if the women bench lift for Yom Kippur at home, they shouldn't then, and they say Shechayanu, they shouldn't then drive to shul or carry the matzah if there's no air or whatever, because they've accepted. They can light candles and it happens in it. Most women do that. No, they light candles for Yom Kippur, then they drive to shul for Kol Nidre. So I always instruct women, don't say the Shechayanu when they say Shechayanu together with the men. After Kol Nidre, we say Shechayanu together, right? The very end of Kol Nidre before Meirat. So, because the woman's going to say
Shechayanu. What about a regular Shechayanu for Yom Kippur?
No, so you shouldn't say. No, so if they want a bench lift, they can say it then, and then the Mekabel Yom Tov. That's okay. You got to do the Mekabel. Now, anyway, but so the Shaila is, so the Gemara has a discussion, so why not do the following? Why not make Kiddush Yom Kippur? Make Shechayim Yom Kippur Ala Kos. You can't just give the wine to the 5-year old. What's the problem? Some people do it.
If you do it. If you have wine, yeah.
Forget about the shul for a second. You're right. That may come to that. But forget that. I'm saying, come kick the night. It'll be, okay, everyone come home and call me a drink. I'll make shachar over a cup of wine. I can't drink it. It's a 5-year-old. Yeah, right? People do it in 9 days. A bris and a kippah. Or you do it in 9 days sometimes. Right? The Havdalah, you give the wine to the kid, right? Mm-hmm. So why not do that here? So Gemara says, no, right, lovely, no cut less of the Dilma Osila Mitzrach. We say no, because then the kid's gonna get in the think he can drink wine in Yom Kippur. Okay, and again, I don't have time to read all the Rashi, but it spells it out.
That's
and the third
raya,
case,
that's just the raya for Ntinas Yad, meaning like you know,
doing it directly, right? Right? Okay. If you take a look in source 31, Tosis has a whole story with the Bris. All right, I don't have time to go into that. One other case is Sugi Nida, Samaz Lamin Bay, source 32. Omar Rav, Nida of Zman, are you allowed? There are certain circumstances, if it's after the Zman already, the woman can go, the Mikra, technically speaking, during the daytime as well. As long as you pass the night, right, you're not allowed to go, if she's Tovelis Zman, meaning after the 7 days, so she wants to go at night, after the 6, she can't go during the day on the 7th day. Okay, on the order, say, well, that's this gemarsh, sach pita, again, because the women will learn the wrong thing. They'll think if you can go, even though it's after the week,
after the week,
so they go to the mikvah, technically even during the day. Later, you know, after the 7th day, let's say on the 10th day, whatever, it'll be okay. But, you should sach pita, that's the gemarsh, well. And sach pita, like you said, the same problem, so they'll learn. So you see all these cases where you don't want to do things because it's slack, it's going to lead to error. So that's the whole thing here also. It's Sula Mafrisha, because you have to raise Jewish kids with the right ideas. It's interesting, the Prima Gadim in two places, the Prima Gadim has, it's according to source 34.
That is a little of puzzle, no? Can't do a little puzzle.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, the other shiur, maybe I'll talk about with mitzvahs. We didn't get to that, really. Okay. The Prima Gadim, in the Psicha Kolelis, the general introduction, called the general introduction. Psicha Kolelis. As a Cherek Beis Oz Tes, he says, "Sugim and Shushi Katan Potter Mikol Mitzvah Torah, Umikol Makom Aviv Mitzvah Lafrisho." Okay, and that's the difference, by the way, between a Cherish and a Shota on one side and a Katan on the other side. Okay, because they're not Bnei Deya at all, and they'll become Bnei Deya. Right, the Katan is going. That's really what we're saying over here. Katan's going to become. It's true. The Rambam said earlier, Katan's not a Ben Das. Not today, but in the next year or 5 years, he's going to become a Ben Das. So he's going to be used to doing all these things. The Shota is never going to become a Ben Das. The Cher is never going to become a Ben Das, at least according to them. So that's, you know, at that time that was the case. Could be it's different today. No, I wrote about that one. Yeah, I wrote that one. Right. Could be it's different today.
So I didn't realize, when we went, I said benching, and for Kata, I remember I was just bothered by the fact that some benchers never had on Yom Kippur, when I used to
be Yalav Yalav,
but some do. I see some.
Right, that's a question, a different question. Anyway, so that's the Prima Gadim discusses the kid and so on and so forth, and the difference in those two. But all right, one other comment in that note of Yehuda that we mentioned before. That same true. The note Prima Gadim is in the Mishpat Zov, Simon Shimon Gimel also. Siv Kot Alav also writes. He says that maybe it's a machlokas between the Torah and others. He just sums that up. I told you, the Torah seems to say maybe that those three are different, and there the Bezin's not allowed to do it, but in other cases you can. Okay, alright, we don't want to talk to that now, it's late. But the Rebbe Yehuda, that same children before Madura Tanyar Arachayim Simon Aleph, says Me'atah L'dibra Beis Yehuda Zvodas HaTorah Lekab and Abel HaVachal Shari Surah Limod Klal Barak the Mashmas of Beis Yehuda Zvodas HaLissuah Dayim Vada Asa B'chal HaTorah B'kol Mokom Kem Nelekah Limod Azeh Ulai Rak Medrabana. It could be that what's the chilek between the other three, the master three cases, right, of what we talk about, Shwartzim and Dam and Thomas Cohen and the rest of Kalatara Kula. So maybe, says the Rebbe Yehuda here, and that's the Prima Gadim really says, maybe by those everybody agrees it's also to give Biyadayim, but is that also the Raisa and Starban? Is this also the Raisa? What do you mean? It says Lo Sachilun. Yeah, but it only says it by those three. Right, I've been by those three Joshes. So the Rebbe Yehuda proposes, that's what Prima Gadim said also, that maybe by those three, it's this is the Raisa to let the kid eat Shrotzim or Dam or become Tame. And call it Harkula, it's still Asa, but it's only Asa Darbanan. You follow? Even to have the kid doing this is the Raisa, maybe it's only Asa Darbanan on you. And that's what he said.
Teaches you it's only Mitzvah Yadayim.
But maybe only in those three cases, it's Asa Daraisa.
Right.
That's the question. But we equated before. The Ramban says, and others said, we learn, Mishabur said, you know, we learn from there to that's the Kalatar Kula. Those three are just paradigms. Yeah. But we said from the Torah, and that's the program, maybe it's different. Those three are the Raisa, and the rest of the, again, bottom line is, everyone agrees you're not allowed to be a dying. But I'm talking about, is the Issa Safim a dying, the Raisa, the Rabban? Right, the Prima Gadim, and the Yehuda suggests, at least according to one perspective, maybe the whole Issa of Safim a dying is only the Rabbanon. Except by those three, where it's Nisr D'Raisa, because there you have a Mepurish Shaliman. We don't have a fair, we only have a fair Shaliman by those three cases. Right? That's a possibility.
So we have a babysitter feeding the children?
that a
goy is a beis din. And you know that they're filling or you're not home. I mean, they might take them out and buy them non-kosher candy. Again, if it's your children, it'll be different. But someone else, maybe not, if it's something. That's really the question. There are a couple of others, such again, really, this turns out really directly. The Nodi Huda talks about it. The Gunam talks about it. Seems to be Machlos Rishonim that I spelled that again. I'll just go through it quickly. I want to say one other piece in this connection. He says, in Tosus and Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel Mer Aleph, writes, Apa Gad Tanya Vamos Lo Yom Aramus Hira Kavel Mafteach, and so on. Okay. Mashma di Surah Drabana Nami Lo Safil Vidai, Mikol Mokom Sharlis Askel Litka, Phil Bishabis, Kavin Zin and Ika Mitzvah Ki Shofar Adami Shari Surah. Maybe when a kid is learning a mitzvah, it might be different. In other words, that's, I'm not going to be able to get to that this week, because it's late. I want to talk about that. What if you're doing something that that enables a kid to learn a mitzvah? Okay? That's the issue. Someone mentioned before, you mentioned before, giving the kids wine. So they raise that question. The kids all give wine, but it's not Kiddush Malkum Suda. Yeah. Why doesn't the chazan drink the wine? They give the wine to the kids. Right? Most shuls, they make kiddush, and all the little kids line up and have some wine and grape juice. Yeah. So, but why doesn't the adult drink it? Because it's not Kiddush Malkum Suda. So it's not Kiddush Malkum Suda for the kids either. What are we doing? Okay, so we're training the kids the wrong way. Yet at the end of the day, we're training, so that's what we have to talk about. That's what Tosus was alluding to there. It's interesting, again, what if the whole issue is only drabanan to begin with, maybe we don't have to stop them at all. Okay, maybe on issue drabanan, that's a question. You're allowed to give it, maybe even be a dayan with issue drabanan. I quoted here the Mordechai in Shabbos, from Shin Samach Tes, 38. Nishal Abin Armeir, Al Ugo Satinoka, Shakosa Osios. Cookies for the kids that has the letters on it, right? They don't have frosting or whatever, huh? But it has letters, has the words or whatever. It has the cakes or whatever it is, okay. And Eichoch has something after the answer, okay? So the question is, but it's mochek when you eat it, right? So it has that possibility. So the answer is, yeah, but that's not a derisive mochek, okay? And maybe, he says, the tinok ain't lochush to cut no chomelos ain't bez and surum afrisho hechadelos sofim be a dime. As long as you didn't give it to him, you don't have to stop him. Something up by his drabanan. It's not mochik deraisa. That was like the story I once shared with you. Rudinsky told me it was some sort of kiddush. So they had a cake of a bar mitzvah boy. They had a kiddush. They had a cake that said mazel tov chaim, whatever it said. Right, so the mother comes in at the kiddush, starts cutting the cake, and cuts right through the letters. So somebody starts shrying, cut that on Shabbos. He said, cutting the letters on the cake on Shabbos, according to one sheet, is Nisid Rabbanan. That's all it is. Nothing more than that. Nisid Rabbanan according to some. Mighty Min Mutter. And according to some, it's us, and even it's us, it's only us, it's Rabbanan. But embarrassing somebody in public, this is the Raisa. So this guy, in order to make a fuss about Nisid Rabbanan, he violates Nisid Raisa. Okay. Anyway, but other Rishonim, for example, the Rashba, Rashba writes in Source 39, his kedusha me'en yabamas. Look, he writes here, umiyo mashmali to be surin shel divrayim. If it's only drabanan, mutter lo malo lechol beferish. You're allowed to inspire him to eat right away. You're allowed to even be a dime if it's only drabanan. Tosfos over there said maybe not so, right? And worked the mitzvah. The Mordechai said not so clear, but he says. But the Rashba says umiyo mashmali to be surin shel divrayim, mutter lo malo lechol beferish. Now in a tshuva. In source 40, the Chuvah Rashba Chelikal of Simon Tzadi Beis, someone apparently asked him a kasha about his comment in the Yavamas, and he said that la'alocha v'la l'maisa. He wasn't saying l'maisa, it's a good idea to even a drabonah to feed the kid. He said it's misvara, but he's not necessarily passing that way. But other Rishonim do on the back page, other Rishonim seems to think the whole list is only drabonah anyway, then maybe it's mutter. Now you asked about Yom Kippur. Okay, so the Ran, commenting on the Rif and Yuma, the first page, Aleph Man Aleph, 41, back page over here, and the Ran on the Rif, it's the Aleph Man Aleph on the page of the Rif. He says, Ela delom mechavel yehad de tanya lekamon, hatinokos mutar mechulon chutz minos asandol. Humuchav gnar de mutar mechulon de kamar, haino de mutar legdolim leroch tzon lesochon, not achila. But the other, according to some Rishon, the other, not all the chamesh tanuyim are deraisim. Only achila is deraisim, the rest are derabonim. Okay, so he says, And especially they're not doing it, you're washing the kid, you're bathing the kid, it's not latano, it's not rechitza sotana. Kids most of the time don't like to take a bath. It's not rechitza sotana, it's just to get the dirt off and so on and so forth. And otherwise, there might be a sakana, he mentions all these things. And I, how can this is a low sochlum, and we read lo tachilum, la hazi don laktanin. Okay, so how could it be? So he says, maybe by drabonan it's different. The whole is drabonan, then kol shuhu, and here's the key, litzorcho shel tinok. If it's the tzorach of the tinok, af al pi shegil chinuch, even if it's older, machin also is the rabbanon afil b'daim, the rabbanon. So that is, well, doesn't quite enter the eating, okay, but it's also the rabbanon, okay? And it's the rabbanon you can give the kids according to this view. That's what the Muki Yosef says also, very simple. The Muki Yosef informs, mem beis and aleph, in the pages of the Rif, 42. Mudabrina de ein bez nitzul afisha b'su de raisa, have a mash in the suit of Rabbanon Nasei Dargo Machinos V'dayim. This is Svaras HaRashbo, El HaShaRambam Kosu B'Self HaMachos Suras, Shafiru Shus Drabbanon Asal Achil V'dayim. Bottom line, there's a big machlokas, the Raisa by Drabbanon, does the Issa Safim V'dayim apply? The interesting question would be, with regards to Yom Kippur, so when it comes to eating, so then the child needs it, is it a sakana, right, otherwise. But is a sakana, let's say, can I put leather shoes on my infant? Can I put leather shoes on a 3-year-old or on a year-old? So according to this, maybe not. Okay, certainly if you hold the Zarais, if you hold the Drabona, there's some saving the Drabona. That's not a Sakana. What does a kid care whether he has leather footwear or not? Now we would think, what are you talking about? Who cares? A baby. I don't know how to put leather footwear on a baby. And Kippur sounds almost strange, but no, that's the dinner. So if you're going to be a diet, it comes back. Finally, just a couple of other dinim in this regard. Akiva Eger has a famous tshuva, Madura Kamasim and Tes Vav. Sometimes people had, you still see it. Okay, I don't have it here, but I didn't bring it, but I forgot to mention before. I brought the Moshe Zakenim Arisa, I forgot to mention. The Moshe Zakenim is a collection of the Balai Tosas Alatara. One of the collections. One collection of Tosa authors printed in the Mikros Gedolos. There's also from the Hadar Zakenim. There's Moshe Zakenim. So here he says on the Pasuk Amar Lakonim, a lot of things. The last thing he has, Lazidom Tamin, he says, we don't really need a Pasuk. Matzor Kros Svoro. Tanobi Hudan Achu also said, without quoting the Moshe Zakenim, that this whole Isser, you know, we had a whole Chilik according to some. Well, only by those three does the Torah say it. The Balai Tosas here. Yeah. So what do you mean? You don't need a pasuk. It's svara, like the Tosas said in Shabbos. If there's an isra, if there's a mitzvah chinuch, then avada is a mitzvah zimafresh and avera. Okay. Just want to finish up the last three. Kiva Eger's talked the last three, a few cases. Kiva Eger says in Shubas Madura Kamasim and Tesvav, Kiva Eger talks about having a kid carry a svarim to shul. There's no erev. Sometimes you say the kid will carry a talis to shul. Apparently that was done, or is done, in some places today. See them sometimes. There's no air to tell the kids to carry the talis to shul. And so you're allowed to do that or not? But Kibbeg is not happy about this at all. He says, it's not true. You tie it to this, it's only a carmelist. He said, that's not enough an answer. Is there? I know. Daha, haran, the perikok, is called a dafar ashboa, safino rakwit sorcho. We just saw those we've shown him who say that you could do it by drabana, but only like we said, if it's sorcho shaltinok. So says the Akiva Eger, if the kid is carrying his own siddur to shul, right? Or the dandan was a different story, okay?
But and that the key was not Latorcha.
No, the question is, will he pass like that case or not? It's what says we do. But the Akiva Eger says, even according to other Rishonim, he said, even according to the other Rishonim, who say that ain't the Rivan, or the Torah said it was sure not, for sure allowed. Okay? If it was, no, but even there, it was. Maybe it's a harab, right? It makes such a difference. But the Kibbeger says, even according to this Ran the other way, and according to Rashbo, it's only Litzorcho, not Litzorchenu. Okay? Now, he says we have to be careful not to cause the kids to have errors, but he says at the end, Ludati Yesh Takana, Litain Latina Chumash, Vesidr, give him a Chumash and a Sidr, that he should carry, then let him learn from it, let him use it, a little trick. The Shabur brings that as well, in the Bir Halach, and in Shimnam Gimel, source 44, he quotes the Rashbo and the Ran, that if the kid needs it, then it's Mutter, even Latlispos, or Dan Dom Shosim Rabbanon. But the Mechaber doesn't seem to hold like that. The Mechaber seems to hold like the Ritzvah and others, that it's also no matter what. But he quotes
it. He's got to be old enough.
Right, to be a chinuch, something, in Daven. But again, it's chinuch for different things. But he quotes the Akiva Eger that if the kid will carry it himself, I don't know, somebody told me I think he said they thought this was a shvacha, this heter kiveger, and the kid should do it for himself. It's a shvacha heter. I don't know. Kiveger seems to say it, and the shabur says that the halacha doesn't appear from here that it's such a shvacha. That they thought it was such a shvacha heter. But okay. Lastly, we should just mention there are some cases where we would encourage the child to do it if the alternative is that an adult's going to have to do it. If this has to be done for some tzorich, I'm not talking necessarily sakonas nefashas, but some type of significant tzorich. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos and some Reish Nun Tess of Zion, for example, said, talks about oven, huh? No, that's not what I'm talking about here. It's talking about says a case of you want to stop up the steam by to keep things hot. So it says it's mutar al yidei einu yehudi. And the Ramor writes, I go on the second line of source 45, the Yeshmach when Shalos Tostim Satan HaTov B'tid HaYidei Yisrael, Im Ef Shalos HaYidei Yen Yisrael, V'chein Im Ef Shalos HaYidei Yisrael, Cotton Lo Yase Yisrael Gadol. If something be done by a kid, don't let an adult do it. So you see that chilek. Same thing the Shulchan Aruch says later, it's in Reish Samech Vav, also Chol Shabbos, it's, hey, let's say I have a shoten, you have a cotton. So he says, let the shoten do the other. Why? Shakotten Yovel Echol Das. Okay, the cotton eventually is going to grow up, like we were saying before. Perish in the cotton, it doesn't matter either way. Okay, and finally, 47, Shilcha Shabbos and Shin Hei Sif Chof, milking an animal, milking a cow on Shabbos. Mutter loma la'eni hudi lachla behem to the Shabbos mishum tzar balechayim. Shachala mitzar, the animal, the cow suffers if you have milk, it needs to be milked. Otherwise, the cow's in great agony. And so you're allowed to have the non-Jew do this on Shabbos. A chabagah to drink the milk, that's no lud, okay, but you're allowed to milk the animal. The Mogen Avraham writes that who adin the mutal amarakam lahamro sahavazel, so to do something because of Tzar Balechayim, right? Umash masham the leka akum, if there's no goy around to milk the animal and the animal's suffering, Tzar Balechayim konamen is deraisa, so then shari ayde Yisrael mishum Tzar Balechayim. But he says, the Mogen Avraham says, cut mute basis, and he says, the 12 losses are they cotton. Do it like they cotton. So here we have a few cases. So Shulchan Aruch says, if the something must be done for whatever reason, it's better to do it like they cotton than like they gadol, even though it may be an issue. So what I want to talk about, I don't know if next week or a couple of weeks. Yeah, other ways to do it. But I do want to discuss, you know, some other areas where, you know, where we do, where we would allow a kid. I mean, for example, if we raise the question, how do we let a kid practices brachas? He says Hashem Hashem over and over again, right? Or sisa, you know, it's a violation of Lo Sisa, right? So how do we, these kinds of cases where there's a mitzvah quality to it, that's what's all about another time. Okay.
So we'll actually try to take this.